Good day, everyone. Happy New Year and welcome to the Critic's Couch. I am your host, Dr. Nikki. Wow, so we have a lot going on right now. Today, as a matter of fact, the names, contact names, if you will, associated with Jeffrey Epstein are being released by the court. Now, why is this a big deal? Let's, for those who have been living under a rock and don't know who Jeffrey Epstein is, Jeffrey Epstein was an American financier who was born and raised in New York City. And if you go on Wikipedia, it says that he began his professional life by teaching at the Dalton School despite lacking a college degree. That for me immediately rings a bell. Like, how in the world can someone get such a prestigious job and not have a college degree? For me, as a psychologist, that tells me that's somebody that can really talk their way into things and must be very bright. Obviously, at some level, you have to be. It says that after his dismissal from the school, and I'll be curious to find out why he was dismissed from the school, he entered the banking and finance industry. He developed a very elite social circle that included many women and children, and has since been accused, as you know, for sexually abusing them. In 2005, the police in Palm Beach, Florida, began an investigation on him after a parent reported that he had sexually abused her 14-year-old daughter. Now, federal officials identified 36 girls as young as 14 years old, whom Epstein had allegedly sexually abused. He pleaded guilty and was convicted in 2008 by a Florida state court of procuring a child for prostitution and of soliciting a prostitute. He was convicted of only these two crimes. Now, right there, that really does show a major problem with our judicial system, how it allows these ultra-rich individuals to really get away with crime. The fact that there were 36 girls identifying, he was only convicted of two of these crimes, is a big problem. It says this was part of a plea deal and served almost 13 months in custody, but with extensive work release. That is rather sickening. You know, I'd be curious to see maybe at another episode, find out what happened to the individuals that were involved in that plea deal. Now, Epstein was arrested again in July 6 of 2019 on federal charges for the sex trafficking of minors in Florida and New York. Now, unfortunately, he never faced those charges because he died in his jail cell in August of 2019. So, literally a month later, the medical examiner ruled that his death was a suicide by hanging. Epstein's lawyers have disputed the ruling, and there has been significant skepticism over the true cause of his death. Obviously, a lot of conspiracy theories, but bottom line is, he did not have to face his crimes. However, what we do know is that he had a decade-long association with a British socialite by the name of Ghislaine Maxwell. And soon after he was arrested, she tried to flee, and she was caught in 2021 and convicted on US federal charges of sex trafficking and conspiracy for helping him procure girls, including a 14-year-old, for child sexual abuse and prostitution. So this is where we are now. I think the fact that at that time, it's my understanding that all the names that he had in, I don't know, I don't want to say his little black book, but in his possession or contacts that he had, they would not release. And it was more than 100 people of his so-called business associates. Now, for me, since I don't know all the details, I'm kind of curious, just because someone was his business associate doesn't make them guilty. I'm sure, yes, maybe some people knew of what he was up to. But something tells me not everybody did. I think the fact that you had a gentleman that was rather rich, that alone many people want to associate with. But the big problem is that, you know, how are we now going to find out, you know, who did know of this gentleman's sexual abuse going on with children and who did not? That is the question. You know, many people flew on his private jet, which apparently was nicknamed the Lolita Express. That's horrible. Because it was often used to fly to his private island in the Caribbean. And apparently there were many well-known individuals that did fly on his private jet to this island. We know from the past, one of the well-known individuals was Prince Andrew, who apparently settled a lawsuit in 2022 with Virginia, I don't know if I'm saying the last name right, Geoffrey, who accused him and Epstein of abusing her as a teen. Now, Prince Andrew denied it, but obviously, you know, he settled out of court, and there was a picture, I remember clearly, of showing Prince Andrew with this young woman. Now, the big name that just came out is Bill Clinton. Yes, former President Bill Clinton. And apparently, Epstein described him as a good friend. One Epstein accuser was the one that said that Epstein thought of Bill Clinton as a good friend. Now, the former president's name also appears on the manifest of the private jet, and apparently took like four trips in connection, supposedly for work, of the Clinton Foundation. Now, there is one accuser, Solberg. She did not accuse Clinton of any wrongdoing, but said that Epstein had told her that one time that Clinton likes them young, referring to girls. So who are some of the other big names coming out in association with Epstein? I think we got to be careful, because just because you knew him and associated with him does not mean that you were a sexual predator like him. But in either case, you know, with this name coming out, these names, I should say, I guarantee that there's going to be some people that will be under scrutiny. And who is one of those top people? Donald Trump. A witness said in a deposition that Epstein mentioned calling Trump and said the group would go to his casino when a storm forced his jet to land in Atlantic City. The witness was asked if she gave Trump a message, but that witness said that no. However, Newsweek reported a Trump spokesperson said claims regarding Trump's relationship with Epstein was thoroughly debunked. Apparently, Trump said in 2018 that he knew Epstein like everybody in Palm Beach knew him. But again, it doesn't mean that he knew of what was going on. Another big name is David Copperfield. In her deposition, Joanna Solberg said that she had dinner with the magician at Epstein's home. Copperfield is not accused of any wrongdoing. Solberg did say that Copperfield asked her if I was aware that girls were getting paid to find other girls, but testify he told her no specifics about that. So what does all this mean? I think the first big thing that comes to me is, how is it that a gentleman, you know what, slash that, he's not a gentleman. How is it that this monster, who obviously sexually abused so many young women and probably way more than we know, was able to first get away with it by the Palm Beach prosecutors? I think that's one of the first things that I hope is being dealt with today. And two, that all these individuals that associated with him, how many of them actually knew of what was happening and didn't say anything, and how many of them actually engaged? That's the big one, to be honest with you. Now, if you knew, shame on you. I don't think that absolutely everybody who associated with him knew what was going on, because if that's the case, he probably would have been brought up in investigation a long time ago. But if you didn't know and didn't say anything, and I could see that happening, I can see that happening, because I think many people would be scared to go against over somebody who is so powerful? If you have money, you have power, right? Like the movie Scarface says, you know, money brings the power. And I think this is an individual that had a lot of power. He had a big social circle. And unfortunately, you know, your average Joe Schmo is not going to want to go against that. They can't go against that. Heck, look, this is someone that was able to beat out the court system with his money. So it's going to be interesting moving forward. How many names do come up from this list? But I guarantee you there's a lot of nervous people out there. Oh, I do remember this morning that Jimmy Kimmel, who apparently was associate of Epstein, is quite upset because Aaron Rodgers, quarterback of the New York Jets, I guess jokingly on some show said, oh, you know, Jimmy Kimmel must be scared that this list is coming out. And Kimmel was quite upset and even threatened that he is going to sue Aaron Rodgers if he so much as inclinates that, you know, Kimmel knew of what was going on with Epstein. And I guess that's the other point I want to bring across, right? That's why we're here with the Critics Couch. People are so quick right away to say, oh, here we go. Bill Clinton knew what was going on and Donald Trump knew what was going on. Just because you have an association with someone does not really know you know them, right? So let's be careful. Even though this list comes out, let's not go ahead and prejudge everybody on there. Do I think people need to be investigated? Yes. But let's not crucify them until we actually find out what's going on. So again, this is your host, Dr. Nikki, and I hope you have a blessed day, but let's not forget that, right? Let's not find someone guilty before proven innocent. let's assume they're innocent before proven guilty. Have a blessed day.